I went back to see Vera Van Heusen. She runs her sister's art gallery over on Beekman.
What took you so long?
I had things to do.
So what do you want to know?
The cat with the diamond collar.
Oh, yes. Peter Milhouse. Do you know why he pointed the finger at me? Because he hates me.
What'd you do to him?
Well, it's what he wanted to do to me. He wanted to screw me.
Oh.
No! He wanted to screw me out of some lots I own so he can build some more friggin' condos.
What's with all these million-dollar condos anyway?
Millions of dollars? What do you think? And Vicky Milhouse's ex? She calls herself Madame Milhouse. Do you want to know why? To piss off Peter. His mother, the real Madame Milhouse, was the grande dame around here. So when she croaked, Vicky started calling herself Madame Milhouse. Just to stick it to him.
Oh, boy. So, do you know anyone who steals cats and then demands a ransom?
What do they want?
5,000 euros.
Does that include the diamond collar?
Didn't say.
Listen, whatever's going on, don't find yourself taking a fall for someone else.
What do you mean?
Look, Vicky's a friend, but boy, does she know how to screw over a man. Oh, excuse me. May I help you?
I'm here to see the Doppler.
Of course. Right this way.
I went back to see Johnny McDonough. I found him at the usual Irish pub, The Parting Glass.
Johnny, my boy, how's the weather?
It's bucketing out there.
Your sneakers sound a little soggy. How's the gumshoeing going?
I talked to Velma. She said the Ashtar Command isn't a cult and that they don't worship flying saucers.
What do we have, Danny?
The black stuff, and pour it slow.
It'd be pouring slower than black molasses on a cold winter day.
I still say a cult took that cat.
Maybe, but not flying saucers.
Don't be looking up in the skies, Danny. Look down beneath. Buy me a Guinness, and all will be revealed.
Finnegan, another pint.
Gotcha.
It's the biggest cover-up if ever there was.
Oh, yeah?
There's a civilization of people living in the center of the Earth. I know you may be finding this a wee difficult to believe.
Just a wee.
There is a subterranean world inside our Earth. Their capital is called Shambhala. There's a tunnel that connects Lhasa, the capital of Tibet, with the inner Earth and Shambhala. The tunnel is guarded by lamas who are sworn to secrecy.
Is it dark down there?
Not at all. There's a sun in the hollow interior of the earth.
So it's hot down there?
No, no. It's lush, green, and fertile. They have rivers and lakes. In fact, they grow grapes the size of peaches.
Are they fuzzy?
Now get this, Danny. They are the creators of the flying saucers.
Oh, God.
And they transmit their thoughts from one to another.
Mind control?
No, no, no. They're not out to control anyone.
Do they steal cats?
Now, why would they do that?
Because that's what I'm looking for.
Your Guinnesses, boys.
Thanks.
Here's to a temperance supper with water in glasses tall and coffee and tea to end with, and me not there at all.
Hello?
Mr. Boyer, it's Worcester.
What's up?
Madame Milhouse has received further instructions regarding the delivery of Kitty's ransom.
Another letter?
No, it was a phone call to Madame's private cell phone number.
What do they want?
They want you to deliver the 5,000 euros.
They asked for me?
Specifically.
I see. They say where?
They said further instructions will be forthcoming.
Okay.
Will you be available to deliver the ransom?
I'll be happy to oblige.
Excellent, child.
So, Vicky Vermeer is going to pay the ransom.
You know her?
We've met.
When?
I didn't take her feckin' cat.
I know. Well, I gotta go.
Danny, remember these wise words from Oscar the Wilde. We are all of us in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars.